Since the conventions, Senator McCain has had to deal with cheers and jeers for choosing Alaska Governor Sarah Palin as his running mate, plus the sudden nosedive of the economy. Here's News & Notes political contributor Ron Christie.
Senator McCain has a very short window of opportunity to make the case to the voters why he is the best individual to be the president of the United States. And I think it boils down in two areas. One, he's a proven commander as it deals with military and foreign affairs issues. And two, he's a proven leader in the United States Senate as it relates to financial issues, both of which will predominate whomever will be the next president of the United States in 2009, a very difficult financial environment, a very difficult time with America at war. Senator McCain is going to spend his remaining days going out, taking his case directly to the American people, and also reminding them of the perils of one government being in charge of the entire process. That would be the Democratic Party if he were to lose as the president of the United States.
Christie adds that Senator McCain has a place in history, regardless of the outcome of the race.
Senator McCain's legacy will be one of an American hero. He is one who has served his country in uniform, one who has served his country in the United States House of Representatives, and most recently in the United States Senate. He has been a leader who has forged his ties across party lines to make meaningful change and enact meaningful policies on behalf of all the American people, regardless of whether they're a Republican or a Democrat. And I think his legacy will be one of a statesman, one who was willing to serve and sacrifice for his country.
That was political analyst Ron Christie, CEO of Christie Strategies. He also served as an advisor to President George W. Bush.